Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Steve Yeager, who is Acting Deputy Director for Children's Services Administration in the Michigan Department of Human Services. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. I wanted to talk to you after the new hires that came along that made some headlines yesterday in the Department of Human Services. Over about 723 workers, if I have the numbers right, have been hired in. About 300 of those sworn in yesterday at a ceremony attended by Governor Rick Snyder. Tell me about the new hires and how this is going to improve the system for everyone.
Well, we are very excited, of course, about having these new hires on board. The hiring event yesterday was a culmination of an aggressive recruiting campaign, which involved partnering with universities in Michigan. We hosted six events, and more than 3,000 child welfare professionals registered for those events. And so as a result of that, yes, we were able to hire, hopefully, Michigan's best and brightest. We're very proud of our new staff, hired 723 of them. This really will make a significant difference in child welfare. In order for us to properly service families, ensure child safety, and provide good services to keep kids safe in their home, we have to have feet on the ground. We have to have workers out there seeing kids, talking to kids, talking with families, and engaging them around their needs in ways that we can come alongside them and support them. So really, you have to have workers to do that, and when workers carry excessive caseloads, they just cannot meet the needs of families in that way.
Has this been a problem in the past, having the ratio of the children to the DHS workers?
Yes, it has. We've had, at times, had situations where caseloads were as high as 25 to 40 to 1, and we need to get that down to 15 to 1, so that's a dramatic difference.
And I think sometimes those numbers may surprise, well, they surprise me somewhat, as well as my listeners, that the caseloads, the numbers are that large. Do you have a ballpark number, or maybe you have a more exact number, of children in the state of Michigan that are going through the system at Department of Human Services in some capacity?
Yes. Currently, we have about 14,700 kids in care. So that's in the foster care system. So as you can see from that, there are a lot of cases. And then we also have the protective services side of the business, where we investigate complaints of abuse or neglect. And so far this fiscal year, we have about 73,000 complaints. So we have a lot of cases.
I was going to say these numbers are kind of stunning. And unless one of them makes the headlines, we don't hear so much about this, do we?
Typically not.
Does that need to change? Do we need, as citizens, of the state of Michigan, do we need to be more aware of or get more involved in trying to help folks that are in the system?
Absolutely. We right now are in the midst of seeking out foster parents, trying to recruit good families to provide foster care for kids that do have to have a safe placement. We're also looking for adoptive parents. Right now in Michigan, we have a little over 3,200 kids that are available for adoption, but we still need about 386 families. We have 386 kids that we need to connect to an adoptive family who will commit to them. So the need is tremendous, and we're, again, right now really looking to recruit some good foster parents.
Hasn't there been some new legislation recently to make it easier for adoptions to go through?
Yes, as a matter of fact, at the swearing-in ceremony yesterday, Governor Snyder signed a package of MCI bills. MCI is Michigan Children's Institute. Currently, we have one person who serves as the state's guardian over the children, and these bills allow him to delegate authority to consent to adopt for children in Michigan. So this really will expedite the time frame by which children are able to be permanently united with adoptive families.
And that, of course, is the goal, to make it as efficient as possible and cut through red tape, to make it happen quicker.
Absolutely. We want children to be able to move to permanency as quickly as possible.
And I'm finding it interesting with all of the workers hired. And I remember having folks on and promoting that recruiting campaign that was going on. And I'm thrilled with the outcome for everyone. But in these times, to be able to hire that many people, that's quite a coup.
we're very pleased, obviously, that the governor's office committed to, and the legislature committed to the resources to make sure that Michigan's children are properly cared for. So we're very excited about that. It's a joint effort, and you know, we're going to move forward with these new staff and get our caseloads down and make sure that the needs of children are being met.
This was in part part of a 2008 federal court settlement requiring the state to reduce caseloads. But I'm guessing just the whole direction that the reducing the ratio of children to workers is leaps and bounds going in the right direction anyway.
Absolutely correct.
And Director Maura Corrigan has been working real hard to kind of overhaul the system. Is that too strong a word when we say overhaul?
I don't think so. Director Corrigan, as you know, is extremely passionate and works tirelessly to improve the child welfare system for families in Michigan. And really, she has taken an approach that's aggressive, trying to move forward quickly with reforms and trying to garner the appropriate resources so that we can do that. I don't think it's an understatement.
Well, and I'm pleased to hear that, and I'm sure folks working within the system of Department of Human Services are as well. The workers who were sworn in yesterday and the 723 new caseworkers, are they ready to hit the ground? Are they trained and ready to go, or almost?
No, these new workers, once they are sworn in, begin the Child Welfare Training Institute. That's a 9-week program consisting of both classroom and field instruction. And so they will not be carrying a full caseload until they go through all of that training and complete that training successfully. They are allowed to carry a training caseload of 3 cases where they're supervised very closely, and we do this to allow them to have some experience to tie the training to give them experience to connect with the things that they're learning in the classroom.
Well, it sounds like that it's going to be wonderful to have these new caseworkers on board for all the children in this system in the state of Michigan, and I'm pleased to pass on to folks, as you mentioned, that we're needing foster parents and adoptive parents. Where can they go to get more information? Is there a website, Steve?
I don't have that with me right now, but I can get that for you.
Well, okay, and I'm guessing, you know, I Google things. I'm guessing if you just type in Michigan Department of Human Services, you'll get to a homepage. That's usually how it works.
And you can also type in Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange, and
perfect,
they will have information on there for anyone who wants to inquire about providing adoptive services or becoming an adoptive family.
Perfect. Well, Steve, I can't thank you enough for telling us about all these new workers who will be on board. It's a great thing for the children of the state of Michigan.
Thank you. I agree. And we're very proud of Michigan's brightest and best. We're glad to have them aboard.
Very good. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Steve Yeager, who is Acting Deputy Director for Children's Services Administration within the Michigan Department of Human Services. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.